And now, entering the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Pavlov White, the Triple Threats, here on the Strong Bookie Podcast.
All right, guys, we're back live here at Pick Studios for episode 22. Feels good to be back, you know, and I just want to go ahead and thank our sponsors real quick. McGuire's Insurance Agency, High Tech Signs and Graphics, and Prestonsburg Pig and Poke. Thank you guys for helping us, and I'm going to let Jason say some stuff.
I'd just like to thank everyone for tuning in, and just thank everyone for watching, supporting us, thank our sponsors. And I just want to thank, God for everything. You guys be safe.
Yeah, I'd like to, like everybody else said just now, I'd just like to say thank you for everybody for, keeping with us through this time right now. We've been doing a lot on Zoom from the house, the social distance and all.
Yeah, I'd like to,
but,
like everybody else
said. You know, it's great to be back here at Pig Studios, kind of. Gives you that nervous feeling being back here. You know, we haven't been actually in front of a camera, the banner, the nice mics, and all of our setup in a long time. And I'm just glad to be back, and I'm ready to see where this show goes.
Yeah, just talk some wrestling, Dave. We do have some new mics, which are cool.
Yeah.
I love the color. Kind of matches the Pig, so it makes Pig Studios just feel more complete now. Which, I guess we want to start off with just a little bit of AEW talk.
Yeah.
Talk about last week's Dynamite, how we thought it went, some things they're doing with some storylines and stuff. If you guys want to go ahead and start, got anything you want to say about AEW this week?
Yeah, it was a good show. I'm just trying to remember it. It's been a while and I'm old, so I'm just... I'm trying to still piece it back together.
Yeah.
Remind me of what happened.
The one thing that stuck out to me was first the interview with the FTR, because we're calling them out.
Yeah. Okay.
That was probably the one thing that I remember so far. It was it wasn't the the one I watched to remember from the episode. It wasn't a great episode, and it's kind of hard to remember stuff when it's not that good. But the FTR promo was good. And, it kind of left it out there. Are they heel? Are they, what are they?
Well, now that I remember, I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I just want to say that the Cody Jungle Boy match was great. That's what I remember now. Took me a second, but I'm a young member.
I'll get it back.
It made the title feel special. I mean, in two matches, they made the TNT title feel like a special title. And, I enjoyed it. I really liked it. And, FTR, I don't know. I don't know if they're a heel or face. I know they're all about business.
Yeah, I'm going with that, like what he just said. I think they're all about the business right now. And they said FTR stands for whatever you want it to. They said follow the rules, follow the revolution, They gave a few more examples of what it stands for. They don't have a specific thing that it stands for. They're just there to prove the point that they're the best tag team in the business. And, next week I know they wrestle Butcher and the Blade. And I know everything's leading towards them and the Bucks are going to face off probably Fyter Fest. Pretty sure that's where it's going to happen at the next, pay-per-view. But, I really like them being there. And then, like I was bringing it up yesterday, I read something. Right now, they actually just have a handshake agreement right now with, AEW. They're not actually signed deals yet. Mm-hmm. They were on a podcast. I can't remember whose it was this week, and they brought it up. Might have been Jim Cornette's, actually, now I think about it. And they said they have a handshake agreement. Everybody wanted this match with them and the Bucks. And right now, that's looking like they're going to stay there, but they have a few things they want to do in the indies before they, settle where they're going to be. Mm-hmm. I still think they're going to be in AEW when it's all said and done. They are right now. So, but, another thing that I liked a lot from AEW this week was, I like the Cody and Jungle Boy match, like you said. They've made it, that title look super relevant right now.
Yeah.
And it's not even completed as far as the belt goes.
Yeah.
But, Cody defending that each and every week, we've talked, there's goods and bads to that. But two matches so far. I look forward to seeing, you know, his match this week against the guy from Private Party.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Omega and Hangman match at the beginning. I thought it was good. The tag match for the belts against Kip Sabin and Jimmy Havoc was a good match.
Yeah, they're who are they taking on at Fighter Fest?
Best Friends.
Best Friends. So Best Friends won that. Yeah. They won that dark match.
Yeah.
I think, you know, soon you'll see a heel turn there.
Yeah.
For the Hangman, I think it might be quite a while though. Maybe, I don't know what they're going to do with all the FTR and all that. It's like we talked about before, Hangman could, you know, turn on Kenny, then it could be Kenny and the Young Bucks versus Hangman and FTR. So
they've planted a lot of seeds for storylines.
There's so many ways they can go.
It leaves you wondering, you know.
Like you were talking about, you know, the Cody and Jungle Boy match. That was a great match. And then, you know, like you said, they're making the title feel like it's, you know, it's important.
They made the title feel important, and they made Jungle Boy feel like a threat.
Yeah.
Between that and Jericho, they've made Jungle Boy look.
Yeah.
You know, he looks impressive to me.
They're slow burning everything. You know, Jungle Boy wrestled Jericho, what, 6 months ago maybe? 4 or 5?
It's been a while.
And, you know, then he kind of, I wouldn't say he fell off, but, you know, they're just kind of been slow burning. Then they bring him in a match with Cody again for another belt, and he has that big hop again. So, you know,
would they have slow burned him if the virus wouldn't have slowed everything down?
Maybe not. You're right. See, the Corona has really put it like.
Hopefully we're
a lot of confusing.
Hopefully we're getting, you know, we're normaling out now.
Yeah,
getting feel back like we to are, normal. Yeah, hopefully,
wrestling is seeming to become more normalized than it has been.
Yeah.
Storylines are picking back up.
It's the best it's felt all year.
Yeah. And then, go ahead.
AEW's doing a good job at that as far as making it feel normal. They were the first ones to put the wrestlers in the crowd, and they were the first ones to bring little pods of fans, you know, back. It gives you that feel. I know they probably got mics on them, but it gives you that crowd noise when a match is going on. It makes you think there's a larger crowd out there.
Yeah.
And camera angles and stuff we talked about, you know, weeks before, makes you're watching the match, but you're hearing the noise in the background. Makes you think there's a larger crowd than there is, but it gives you that feel.
And it's all about perception.
They're doing a great job.
It's all about perception.
And then,
adding on to that, AEW, you know, seems like they've just been steps ahead of WWE this whole time of keeping fans at least somewhat, you know, entertained or, you know, wanting to watch the show each week, even though, you know, they've had some guys that couldn't be there, you know, Lucha Bros, they've had some troubles, Hangman's, you know, was absent there for a while, but each and every week they still put out, you know, A-plus matches, like, you know, keep us watching, and then after we watch, we're like, they've done it again, what a great match, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll say that.
They keep the fans happy because to be fans themselves. That's kind of the way I take it.
Yeah, that's you got a good point there, Tony.
They're doing what they like to do. So,
yeah.
I mean, like they said, they're wrestlers bringing real professional wrestling to the fans, and they are bringing that each and every week. I say it every week, but I've not had an episode where it's not made me want to tune in the next week.
Yeah.
I'm always ready for Wednesday. I mean, used to be Mondays I look forward to. It's Wednesdays now.
Yeah, Wednesdays is the
Was last week time. The Jericho Tyson or brawl there?
Well,
was that last week?
No, it was week before.
Was that week before? I don't remember.
But the Baddest Man on the Planet did come out this week.
Yeah, the Orange Cassidy came
out. Orange.
Baddest Man on the Planet.
Yeah, Orange.
So that was a good little skit.
Is Orange the best wrestler out now? I think so.
I don't.
He's the. He's the most popular, I think, right now. Somebody posted something the other day. That little clip when he came out, what he did with Jericho on Dynamite, is already like almost close to 2 million views on YouTube right now. I mean that.
So wouldn't the most popular guy be the best guy?
I mean,
no.
You can say that.
And
depends on how you judge it. Depends on exactly based. Right.
You know,
what makes wrestling
great? I'm not saying
great.
He's a bad wrestler. He's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
my opinion is skewed because I don't, you know, agree with some of the stuff he does. So, like, you know, it's hard for me to say his best.
And that's what you, hey, that's what makes wrestling great.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
Well, exactly.
From day one.
Yes.
I look at it as another good thing, though. It's another example of Jericho. I think, in my opinion, he likes to put people over, especially younger. You know they're going to have a match down the road, and it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, Orange
might
can
let Orange. Yeah, you know, Orange might even go over him. And Jericho's been known to let people go over him. You know, push a career. And you know,
Fandango go over him.
Yeah, I mean, you put Jericho's all about the business.
Yeah,
and as long as he can keep AEW going this way, I mean, he's going to keep pushing for that. And anybody that Jericho's wrestled since he's been in AEW, it's been the most watched thing you see on. I mean, TV right now.
The way I see it, Orange could be the next Shawn Michaels. He's that good. If you watch Shawn when he was first separating from Marty, you know, it takes them a while to get their feet in, you know.
Yeah.
And Orange is that good. He's got that kind of charisma.
Yep. When he goes, he is that good.
And he's got much charisma that's unbelievable.
Yeah, he does have the charisma stuff. I don't agree with some of the, you know, like the lazy, like, personnel he puts on, like, that's just me though. But as far as, you can't argue that he's not popular, working his way towards one of the best, and that he's a great wrestler because he's all three of those.
Yep.
He's got charisma.
Exactly. Yeah, once he gets mad in the ring, he gets a little upset, he puts on a heck of a match.
And that character can always develop into.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's time for him to get. He might drop that down the line.
He could sway away from it in a different direction, but you know.
He can always be the cool cat.
He'll always have that charisma.
Yeah,
can't teach it, can't buy it. It's just what it is.
Yeah. So that's our thoughts on Orange for the week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go back to the Cody Jungle Boy match. Jason kind of brought it up during the week. Cody showed a little heel actions during that match.
Very aggressive.
You know, we talked about it last week about this whole Four Horsemen thing, Cody turning heel. I mean, is this another portion of them slow burning that process of Cody maybe doing that heel turn? I mean, I just want to see what your thoughts were on that.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I could see that he, like I was telling you, by watching it at the beginning, he was extremely aggressive. He was playing the heel role in moments. When he took him outside, when he slung him around, he was playing the heel. Will they do a Four Horsemen? I don't know. You know, that's just, I don't know. If they do, I just hope it's it's got a new twist to it.
Hope it gives it justice.
Yeah, I hope they don't come out and say, hey, we're the Four Horsemen, and then show off Tully and Arn.
Yeah.
You know, give it, you know, at least, you know, try to make it a little like Evolution or something.
Yeah.
You know, give it its own feet and let it stand.
I think it's going to happen. Like, I'm pretty dead set that it's going to happen. Like you said, I don't know if it's going to be a Four Horsemen or they're going to go their own route. But then, you know, you even had the Tully had that little promo with Justin Spears, and he was, that was a great promo, first of all, but he was really like spitting in his ear, and like he was talking him down somewhat, and like trying to build him back up in a way, you know. Like,
could they just call it the Nightmare Family and add on to it?
I mean,
that's fair enough.
I mean, I don't.
You've got.
I think they got to come up with a cool name. I like Nightmare Family, but if they're going to go with it, they need to go with like.
I'm just not a huge fan of Cody. I don't have nothing against him. I mean, I'll watch him. His matches are interesting. But, you know, I don't think he's a main tier guy. That's just my opinion.
I don't know. I sometimes disagree with that. I think he is.
Yeah. The thing with me, though, is like, they're doing two really slow-burning heel turns right now, I think, and that's Cody and Hangman.
Mm-hmm.
Hangman's been going on longer than anything.
I think if the
virus and stuff didn't happen, the turn might have already happened by now, but they've been able, I mean, it's been pushed, and it's, you know what's going to happen, you just don't know when.
Yeah.
And I really hope if it all happens that Hangman is that member that comes in. But if they bring Sean in, I mean, you could have five. You don't have to have four.
Exactly.
There could be five of them.
Exactly.
It'd be a whole different spectrum on it.
Yep.
I mean, the Inner Circle's five. The League was five.
Right.
I mean, you could have a whole different turn to it. And, you know, you could have Sean Spears with FTR, mm-hmm. Hangman, and Cody, and that's a heck of a faction.
You're right about that.
You don't have to be four, as long as it don't go into the NWO spectrum, I'm fine.
Yeah, you can't have 45 members across the continent.
No.
They had a lot there for a minute.
Yeah.
They did. They had the world. Yeah. They had them all, they had them in New Japan.
One thing I can say is AEW is on fire. I mean, so many ways they can go, and all of them look good.
It's hard to say anything they're doing is going to go wrong because everything they're doing is going right.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're going to put out, I have faith that it's going to be.
And they're not predictable.
You know, it's going to be good. Yeah,
Cody may never turn.
Exactly. It could just be a pulley, you know.
They could be baiting us in for something that ain't even there.
I can see Hangman turning. You know, he's going to turn. Hangman is.
Kenny turns on him first.
Kenny turns on him.
Kenny makes a good heel.
I think that's going to be a singles. Like, you know, they're going to do singles with that, though. Just have those two.
Oh, yeah.
For like 6 months.
Yeah.
You could feud them for a year.
How could you not? That would be such a, I mean.
That's why, when I started thinking about it, putting him in, like, Four Horsemen, like, I don't think it's necessary. Just have him and Kenny single it out for 6 months and let it be.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You guys got anything else to add to their AEW talk?
The only other thing I saw this week on, I went back and rewatched it again before I came down here this evening, was after the Jericho and Colt Cabana match, and backstage they were trying to interview Colt, and Brody Lee came up and was like, if you get tired of losing, I know where I can fix it. I mean, Colt's always been a face. I mean, I know he's not the biggest wrestler on the market, but I mean, that's a name you could throw in. I mean, he's just trying to recruit people for it. But that was something that caught my eye that I'd missed kind of when I watched it Wednesday, and it was just something I went back to see if I missed anything before I came down here this evening. I didn't want to miss anything. So that was just one thing that I saw before I came down.
It's interesting because I don't know if Colt's ever played a heel character in his life.
I just think it's cool that AEW is doing that for Colt.
Yeah.
You know, they're giving him some TV. They're letting him be relevant.
He deserves it for sure. Yeah. He's a good wrestler. I mean, he's not the best, but he's not terrible either.
He's Colt.
I like his entrance music.
He's Colt Cabana.
They used to always talk about him and CM Punk's matches, like in the Indies. Man, they were just the best matches in the world.
I mean, there's a lot of CM Punk marks out there.
Yeah, they were good matches.
Best
in the world.
Yeah. I don't think Punk was the best in the world, period, but that's just...
Nah.
A little bit overhyped.
I still love him.
He wasn't the worst.
If he came back.
He had some killer music.
He did have killer music.
He had a great entrance, I'll give him that.
He did have.
And his storyline when he took the title and left, I liked it. That was cool.
Yeah.
It had been done before, but it was cool.
I wonder if we'll ever see him back anywhere. At this point,
you can see him on Fox.
Well,
Fox News.
He's back in like in ring title.
I don't see him wrestling again.
No.
I don't think he's done with that.
Yeah. I'd rather see AJ than I would him.
AJ.
His wife.
AJ.
Yeah, she wasn't bad.
Oh, she was a good Divas champ. I liked her.
Yeah. She was, I mean,
she was good for her time.
Yeah, really good for her time.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. She could wrestle somewhat.
Yeah.
And she could speak on the mic. She had some crazy.
She could have, she could have done good.
Crazy persona she played was awesome.
Yeah. I liked it.
All right. Well.
We transition now.
We'll transition to NXT in your houses tonight. So we'll talk about it for a little bit. So, Jason, you got the match card, don't you?
Yep, I got it up here right now.
All right.
We'll just, you want to run down one match by one, we'll go by that way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, the way it's listed out, the first match is the Karrion Kross versus Tommaso Ciampa singles match, which...
Oh, that's a good one.
That's Killer Kross, is the way I want to say his name. But that's the first match that's on the list. I don't know that's how what order they're going to be in, but...
There's about four or five
good
matches
match.
On there tonight, so... I mean, it's going to definitely be worth watching the pay-per-view. I mean...
That's the opening match?
I don't know if it is. That's just the way they got them listed out. There's six matches, and they're listed out, and that was the number one on the list, but...
That'd be a good way to open a pay-per-view.
Yep.
Anytime you open the pay-per-view with Tommaso Ciampa, oh, it's good.
As much as WWE is messing up lately, NXT, Triple H, they keep it on fire.
Yeah, NXT's never had a bad pay-per-view.
No. And like you said, the opening matches, they're always on
everything.
Point with that. Last, so it might have been the last pay-per-view that, or the one before that. It was Keith Lee and that...
Dominic Jr.
They opened the show. And after watching that match, I was out of breath from watching it. Because, I mean, it was like a 35-minute match. But it was action the whole time. And... it kind of hurt them. It can hurt them in a way, though, because you open with such a big match like that, and then the next match, you know, it's not going to get the hype it deserves, possibly.
Well, that's up to the guys, It's whoever's behind the curtain next. You know,
yeah,
they set the bar.
I sure did on that pay-per-view. Yeah.
I like the fact since they brought, I'm still calling him Killer Cross right now, even though he's got a different name. But he's got his valet Scarlett with him.
Yeah.
Their entrance is on point. The way they've portrayed him, like he is their new monster, I guess you could say. And going up against somebody, which Ciampa kind of played that role for a while. Anybody that needed a beatdown, Ciampa was giving it for a long time. You know, he played that little twisted gimmick, kind of psychotic when he was champion, saying, Goldie, you just called the belt Goldie all the time.
I liked that.
I loved it.
Goldie gimmick was
good. You know, you've got them two going. I mean, it's going to be a heck of a match. I really can't wait to tune in and watch it.
I miss him not being a champion.
He was a good champion.
Most wrestlers make good chasers. Yeah. Very few make good champions. He made a good champion.
Yeah, like you said, he had that, kind of sick and twisted gimmick going on and calling the belt Goldie and stuff.
Oh, I believed in my heart he wanted that.
Yeah, he was obsessed with it.
I believe that he really wanted that.
What's the character on Lord of the Rings, always after the ring?
God.
Precious.
Even when he came back, from injury the second time he's been hurt, and the first time he came out was face-to-face with Cole. He wasn't even looking at Cole. He was just looking at that belt.
Yep.
That's all he wanted.
Yep. You're right on that. He plays a really
good
champion.
You got to do is make us believe.
Yeah. Second match that it's got listed on here is Charlotte Flair, which is the champ, versus Rhea Ripley and Ciara, triple threat for the NXT Women's Championship. I've been reading a lot and tried to catch up on a little bit. A lot of people are thinking Ciara might win that. Somehow Ripley and Charlotte be into it, and she's still to win.
I was watching YouTube videos last night, and they were hyping her up a lot.
Yeah.
So it felt like they were trying to really push her for maybe a chance to win.
Charlotte's been on everything lately. She's been all over the place.
I think Charlotte, she's one of those, she's almost... could be shot at superstardom, movie roles. I can see her future going outside of WWE here soon.
The third match on the card is, according to this, is Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. I know how this got brought up was, I think originally plans were for Finn Balor and Walter to face off here for that UK title.
Yeah.
But with everything going on.
Yeah.
So they had Damian Priest come out and beat up Finn and say, what better way to get my name out there than take out the Prince?
Yeah.
So, they've been trying to push Damian Priest, though, since he's been on NXT.
Or if he's going to come out as a demon or just a...
Yeah. That's...
Man.
They usually save that demon, don't they?
Yeah. He isn't a long time, I don't feel like.
I don't know if he's going to...
I don't know if
he will now since he's kind of self Prince.
He's kind of a
He's kind of went back to that. When Prince he was Devitt. The Bullet Club, he was Prince Devitt, so just that darker. He's the heel, I guess. I don't know how both of them are supposed to be heels in this, I guess. I don't know how you would play that out sometimes.
Nowadays, I don't...
Yeah.
Barely even heels and faces. Most of the heels get cheered more than the faces.
Yeah, you don't see too many heels with heat no more.
No, unless they just... people really hate them, Baron Corbin type.
The fourth match listed is the last chance backlot brawl for the NXT Championship, which is Adam Cole versus Velveteen Dream. But if there's a stipulation, if Dream loses, he can no longer challenge for the title as long as Cole's the champ. There's been a lot going on with that this week as far as Adam Cole. Is he leaving? Has he signed the new contract? And then you let Dream have it and all that stuff. So what are y'all's thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think
it's gonna be
Velveteen takes it.
It's going to be an A-plus match.
Cole's leaving.
Yeah,
Cole's leaving.
I feel like he might be Raw bound. So I think he might. Oh, you think he's leaving the company?
Yeah.
You think he's leaving?
Yep. He's leaving. I'm telling you.
I remember we talked about that last week, you know.
His wife's in AEW, and he's gone.
Yeah, they.
Why wouldn't he want to go?
We kind of brought.
It is the hottest right now.
We kind of talked about it a little bit.
Not just that, but he gets to travel with his wife all. But it just makes for him. It would make life so much easier than what he's getting.
Like we were talking about yesterday, if he's still under contract for a couple months, you know, you could let the title switch hands now, and you can build up Dream more against Cole. Still, you can still promote Cole versus Dream. Yeah. Down the line for at least a couple more months.
I could see Cole winning it and like Velveteen maybe getting a push to the top. Like I feel like they're getting ready to push some people. Like, you know, they're already bringing up Matt Riddle. Like,
Dominic, whatever, he's on Raw now, I think.
I feel like, you know,
Velveteen's so good.
Yeah, he needs to be.
I mean, Velveteen is a superstar. He could be even bigger.
Yeah.
But
he's one of those once kind of.
I've appreciated for months. Yeah. He's the guy.
He's the man.
But if Cole is leaving, does Triple H want Dream to be that face?
So much unknown.
For NXT right now, because Cole's been that face. He's been champion for over a year now, so.
There's no way for us to know.
Down there in NXT and be the face.
Yeah, all we can do is speculate and guess.
But I agree.
You'd have to know his contract.
I think he's going to win, you know, tonight.
Who? Cole?
Velveteen.
I think
he's going to win.
I agree. Yeah.
The fifth match that's listed is Keith Lee, which is your North American champion, versus Johnny Gargano for that belt. So
it's a stacked card, isn't it?
It's really nice.
God, so good.
There's like four or five good matches on it. Yeah. It's going to be a good pay-per-view. What? It's just a good match. I don't even know, like, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's going to be a good match. So
there's going to be no losers in this.
No,
there's no losers. Not
I'm thinking you're putting two guys that can do anything you want to in the ring at totally different sizes. Keith Lee's a big old guy that can do the same stuff Gargano can. I mean, it's two great wrestlers.
Yeah.
That could be the match of the night on the card, really. That match right there. Anything Keith Lee's been on.
It's been the
match everybody's talked about. And now you're putting him with Johnny Wrestling.
Past few months.
You're right.
If you got a name Johnny Wrestling, you know how to wrestle.
They
put it out. I mean, his matches against, you know, Ciampa,
great.
When they were a tag team, they were great. When they were singles, they're great.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what he can do with Keith Lee.
Johnny's matches with Aleister Black was great. God, such good matches.
Johnny's done like everything. He might be one of the best right now, to be honest. So, it don't get said a lot, but he could be.
That's why NXT's
the
flagship for that company, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. They're no longer the development. That's gone.
And another thing that just caught my attention for this is the fact that, you know, Triple H, you know, Shawn Michaels is involved with NXT, and I guess he's got Road Dogg with him. You know, these are guys that wrestled on a lot of In Your House, and they bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then they give it to NXT. You know, it's Triple H's show.
Mm.
You don't see Raw or SmackDown doing it In Your House. He's bringing it.
Triple H is smart.
Shawn was on the first In Your House.
Yep.
Triple H, he's pretty. From what I've seen, especially with wrestling, he's pretty intelligent. So, I mean, I'd like to see him take over WWE. Yeah.
He's made every move correct.
Oh, yeah.
Since the beginning, he's made every step right.
Yep.
And then the last match that's on the card is Mia Yim versus Blackheart and Tegan Knox versus Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez in the six women tag match. I know that's not going to be the main event. That's just how they're listed. They might be reverse order.
That should be the main event.
On, you know, it might be 6-1, might be your, I don't know, but that's just.
That needs to be the main event.
This one?
Yep.
You think that needs to be the main event? Because obviously I don't know what's going on with any of those women right now, so I'm just going to go out on a limb and say
flip a coin.
We'll just go ahead and start the process on us picking who's going to win each match. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know who you said now.
You want women tag team 1 or women tag team 2?
2. two.
He's got two. I'll take one.
I'm going to take two.
Okay. One was Jim Blackheart Knox, so two was LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez.
Yeah,
so.
I think we did good. Yeah, I think two's got that.
So we'll start at the top again. We'll go down. We'll let each one of us pick a winner.
Yeah.
And we'll start with Jason, work our way back. Is that cool? Which would be Killer Cross versus Ciampa.
I'm hoping Ciampa, but I'm going to say Cross since he's getting his push. He's your new face, around, so.
Yep.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc. Right. I'm going to say Killer Croc, too.
Yeah. I'm going to say no decision.
Huh. Ooh. Ooh, that's some strong booking.
Can you do that?
Hey, you can have a double disqualification. You don't know what's going on.
He's doing double count out. He's doing the booking.
Yeah, so I'm going to say no contest on that one.
It's a safe bet.
Builds up for the next time they face off.
Could be.
So next match, we'll do Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley and Ciara for the women's title.
I'm going to say Ripley. Just because I like her.
I hear Sam saying Rhea too, just because she's my fave.
I like her.
Even though I've seen a lot for the Ciara being pushed, I'm going to say Charlotte retains in this one until her and Ripley can have a one-on-one.
Charlotte's always a safe bet.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah.
He's being safe over here.
Yeah. Nothing wrong.
Next match, Finn Balor versus Damian Priest.
Finn.
Yeah, I'm going to take Finn on that one.
Damian Priest.
I like the new Finn.
I do love the new Finn. I don't think they're going to let him take it.
Prince Finn right now is pretty cool.
I don't think he's taking an L right this time.
No, I'll say Damian Priest. That's my wild card pick.
There you go. Our wild card pick picked off, or paid off last time.
Yeah.
Otis.
Mm-hmm.
Came in clutch for us.
Sure did.
So we'll do the last chance backlot brawl for the NXT Championship. Adam Cole versus the Velveteen Dream.
The Dream.
The Dream.
I'm going to say The Dream as well. I mean, I just had that feeling it's his time.
It's like see Dream with the title.
Yeah.
So good.
And then the last one will go Keith Lee versus Johnny Gargano for the NXT North American Championship.
That's a tough one right there. That might be the hardest one to pick on the card, to be honest.
I'm going to say Keith Lee. I'm going to say Keith Lee. Keith's been on fire.
I was going to say the same thing. As much as Keith's been on fire, I'm just going to have to pick Keith Lee.
And Johnny can take a loss and it don't hurt him.
Johnny can take 10 losses.
Yeah, he's bulletproof, really.
Yep. He's Jericho bulletproof.
I'm going to say Gargano. I just want to see put a title on him there. See where you can go with that. I mean, you can still have follow-up matches with that. It's going to be great. I mean, anything they do right now, NXT is right. AEW is one for me. NXT is right behind it. Now, Raw and SmackDown, that's just something.
Yeah. It's a big gap, but they're
in pro wrestling, wins and losses are kind of irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
They really don't.
Yeah. Did you guys even watch Raw and SmackDown this week?
I watched a little bit of Raw.
And I watched a little bit of SmackDown.
Well, good. One watched one, one watched the other one. So.
Wasn't much to watch.
Well, I was tricked. I thought AJ was going to wrestle Daniel Bryan. So.
Yeah, okay, that's worth
watching.
That's
next week. I recorded SmackDown, and then when I found out that match didn't happen, I didn't even watch it because I know Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles are going to put on a good match.
Well, they let Gulak go over AJ, so I thought that was. He goes from being fired to going over AJ, so that was.
Yeah, I think that could also play out to say AJ wins, then Gulak turn on Bryan, because they're buddies, or if Daniel Bryan wins, does Gulak turn on Bryan and be wanting a title shot, There's a lot of storylines you can
They try to turn Bryan back into the monster. He's flipping vehicles.
Cars again since 2014,
he's
I saw.
Flipping cars.
He needs to go play softball.
He needs to. I don't know what he needs to do. Get a wrestling out of that tire, first of all. I don't like his outfit. I don't like the way he dresses.
I've never cared much about him.
I'm not a big Braun fan either.
But
Well, they've destroyed everything. Anything it could have been, it's gone now. So
yeah,
I done made a joke of him.
Whoever wrote him into saying, "Get these hands over and over and over," mm-hmm. even when it didn't even make no sense, he would just say, "You know, get these hands."
Yeah,
I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, but it was cool the first time. After that, they've just killed his character. I don't believe he's any bit a monster that they try to portray him to be sometimes.
Well, they're trying to now. He's got the title, so.
That's true.
I forget he's even got the title.
I didn't know it either. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
But he does.
That's sad. Well, guys, we got about 10 minutes left here. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask a question. If any of the fans got a question they want to ask away. We'll take any questions right now. But since we're on the discussion today, I just want to go ahead and ask, what would be your dream tag match?
Right now, dream tag match?
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Anybody in their prime.
As long as they've been a champion. It has to be an actual tag team. Yeah, in their prime. They could be from the 60s for all I care. Give you some time to think about it.
So many.
Oh, there is so many. I figure out. Well,
I like to see FTR versus the Rock and Roll Express. The Young Bucks versus the Midnight Express.
See, I figured you'd pick Young Bucks versus the Rock and Roll Express.
Well, I thought about it, but
I guess they're too.
I would rather. Maybe the Brain Busters, throw them in there.
Yeah.
Road Warriors, it's just so many.
Do modern, right now time, do New Day versus Young Bucks would be something I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
That's
good.
That's a good one, man. For now.
It's good.
And then a classic one, I would like to see Steiner Brothers versus the Road Warriors. Two powerhouse teams.
I've seen that one.
But I like to see it. I've not watched it, but I like to.
It's out there.
What is it? Road Warriors versus the Steiner Brothers? If I was, since you mentioned the New Day, I was thinking about the Usos today. Because I've always liked the Usos myself.
Yeah. Usos ain't bad.
And Usos, I've always wanted to see them go up against the Young Bucks, because I think that'd be a pretty legit match. Or somebody Lucha Bros versus the Usos. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that either. And the one I put on sharing today, I'd love to see Lucha Bros be able to face off against Eddie Guerrero and Chavo Guerrero. That'd be a good, Lucha Libre match right there.
I guess another one, Jason might like this one too, is FTR versus Arn and Ole.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Just two similar styles.
Yeah.
Just enforcer
that's
time.
That's the same reason I said FTR versus the Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Because the Rock and Roll versus the Andersons were just great.
Yeah.
If you like old school, take an arm and work it for 20 minutes, loved it. That's what I like.
I guess that's what you got from the Andersons, and then from Rock and Roll Express.
The high flying.
They were a little bit more high flying. For their day.
Yeah.
So. All right, you guys got any questions you want to ask? Bruce Kevin, you got anything you want to ask? Silence.
First day back in Pig Studios. We're all a little nervous, getting back in front of the camera, but I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
These mics, they're fancy.
Yep.
Can you hear us good? Well, we got about 5 minutes left, so I guess we can go ahead and thank our sponsors again. I want to thank Pig and Poke, of course, Pig Studios, High Tech Signs and Graphics, and also McGuire's Insurance Agency. Also, guys, sometime this week we are going to be getting a flyer back out there for advertisement. We're going to try to get back into that. So if you guys, anybody's interested in some advertisement. Just get with us, and we'll have a flyer sent out probably middle of this week, I'd say.
It's good. Yeah, I'd just like to, once again, thank everybody for being with us, tuning in, you know, sticking by us, being fans. If you like what you see and watch and everything, give us a follow on Facebook and Twitter. I know we're on Instagram. Everything gets uploaded to YouTube. We're on Spotify, any of that stuff. We just appreciate everybody that, you know, tunes in and gives us support. We enjoy doing this. We love wrestling, us three, and producer Kevin. So I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and call, guys. You've been booked. Have you got something else you want to say?
Mm-mm.
You've been listening to the Strong Booking Podcast. Your hosts are Jason Hughes, Jason White, and Dustin Ducky Campbell. Your producer is Kevin Horn. This has been a production of Hat Media Services.